We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem, Amud Aleph. We just started a new Perek, Perek Mishmeis. We were learned in the Mishnah that if the father leaves over a very small Yerusha, so then what happens is, we give the Banois the Mezainis, we put it into escrow for the Banois as Mezainis, and whatever's left, or even if there's nothing left, that goes to the bottom. So the bottom might have to collect door to door because the Mezainis goes to the Banois. So Zach the Gemara, Pshita, if Merubim, if when the father died, before they made the chalukah here, when the father died, b'shas when he died, there was enough nechasim that the banis get mezainis and the banim can get the yerusha. There was more than the amount of mezainis that could support both of them until they become begeras. So it's merubim. So really, if they split it now, the banim will get the yerusha and the banis will collect mezainis from the yerusha. But before they had a chance to split it, v'nismatu, it went down, it got less. It went down in price, the nechasim went down. So there's pashit. Pshita, rumim nismatu, it's pashit because zachu behem yarshim. The banim who are yarshim already zeicha in the schus yirusha, and we don't give an escrow for the mezainis of the banis. We keep the yirusha the way it is, and the banis eat until the nechasim use up. And the banis eat from the banim. But the banim control everything, they have the Yerusha. What happens if the opposite case, mu'atim v'nisrabu, mai, what's the halacha if when the father died? There was mu'atim. And then it got bigger before they split it. What's the halacha? Do you say, mai, v'shus yarshim kaimi? Hilkach v'shus yarshim shabuach? Do you say that the automatic status quo is that v'shus yarshim, and l'maisa, it got better. So now, when it comes to haluka, we say that the sons get the Yerusha, and the banim collect mezainis. Oy dilma slukim misalik yarshim ha'acha. Or maybe that since when the father died, there was mu'atim, it's ke'ilu, the mezainis already belongs to the banis, and it went up in their rishos, and therefore they still get the mezainis. The Rashbam is mevuya, this is the case, but it was a four chalukah, and it's mefurish, the Mukhi Yosef like that. Mukhi Yosef explains, Kalaimar, I'm reading from Mukhi Yosef, Mu'atim b'shas misis av v'nisrabu koydim shivor lebezdin. It got more before we got to Bezdin. Mai nezel basar mikara go basar the death. V'kiven to have a mu'atim lematz lemeimar zochav em yarshim. You can't say not that yarshim is zaycha because it was mu'atim. Oy nezel basar b'soyif v'nisrabu v'zochu hashdas rei inu loy zochu ad basar dayu. There's no zchus. Let's say for the banos until it comes to the hand. The matanu, the hashda kvar merubin inu, mushas adin. V'idonu kemerubim, shizaynu abonis machmas yad abonim. So that's the shal of the Gemara. If it got more before the chalukah, is you look at mu'atim or merubim.
According to what you're saying now,
yeah.
If there's money already went into escrow,
then it's pashut. It belongs to the banis. It's pashut. That belongs to the banis, right? It's already in escrow. And when it got, and then we got more, and made money, and it was a building, yeah. Then it's pashut that belongs to the banis, not to the banis. That's pashut.
The banis are allowed to eat.
Yeah, but they already got it. They already made a bezin. They already made a chalukah with a bezin. So then it's over. That's the Mukhi's fault. And the whole Rashaila is before they split. Tashima, the Amar of, let's bring it right to the Rashaila. Tashima, the Amar of Asi Amar Vechran, Yisoyim Shekodmu Umachru Benachasim Atim, Mashemachru Machru. And the Rashbam learns, Yisoyim Shekodmu, the words are that Yisoyim that went ahead and sold an achasim, even though it wasn't all an achasim, Mashemachru Machru. Zok the Rashbam, Yisoyim Shekodmu, Koidim shemidum banois bedin umachru. That means after it's split, you can't respond for your claw. You can't sell it, taka. But if you sold it before, it was a chasam atim. But the meis the day with chaver mam before it went to bezdin, they sold off the properties and made the money. The halacha is it works the sale. So you see, the meis it's reshus yarshim until they split. So the halacha would be if it's muatim and it's rabu, it would go to the yarshim and not to the banois. And that's again, like we said, Mukhi Yosef and the Rashbam learned the case, everything, the whole sugya here is before Chalukah. Tosfos and Tap Ramid here, if you just look a second, argues the whole thing. It says, third line of Tosfos, Mi Luri Nira, the Filikra Tavsu Abanois, or Higvulam Bezdin, and Machra Achim Machra. Because Tosfos learns a sugya not like the Mukhi Yosef. We're going to learn a sugya like Mukhi Yosef, that the case was that this whole Shaila is from before. Yosef Rab Yirmiya Kameh de Rab Avo, Makaboy Mine. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav O, and he asked the Mashiach like this, Amunasoi ma'o shetema'et b'nechasim. That means that the Reader Rashbam learns, do we take into account the mezainis of the Amunah when it comes to figuring out the chasim atim? Do we say, let's say it costs $500 to feed the banos, and it costs $500 to feed the banim, $1,000. So we said if you have $1,000, so then you make a regular chalukah. But here, if you count the almana in, it's not $1,000 because you need another $500 for the almana. So it's not enough. So is shima mayit ben achasim or not? And the nafkamina will be that if shima mayit ben achasim, so then what you'll have to do is put an escrow for the banos and the almana, and the rest goes to the banim. Or you don't count the almana. Almana doesn't count. Almana just takes mezonos for whatever the banim get. And in such a case, it'll be 500, 500, or even more, whatever the banim get it. And the almana and the banos collect from the mezonos. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Let's read it inside. Do you say, since she has mezonos, so she's mamayit, she's in the cheshbon. Since if she get married right away, less law, she has no mezonos, how should not be less law? Now also doesn't have mezonos. The shaila is, the pella the shaila, really twice really b'von zekasha, is that, what are we saying? That maybe our mother is not mamayit, why not? Because, who said she's in need of mezonos? She'd get married right away. The question, and when she's married, she doesn't get mezonos. The question is, banos also if they get married, they don't get mezonos. So what's going on there? So the way it comes out for the Tosfos is like this. Banos, there is a takana derabanan that we said that if it's nechasim u'atim, the banos get mezonos. There was never a takana special for amana. Never a takana special for amana. Amana, if there's only a ben and amana, there's no question about it, the ben gets Yerusha. There's no din you put into escrow for amana. It's only din by banos. Here, you're already putting into escrow for banos already. You already have banos here to have a shal and chasim atim. The Gemara shal is, do I take the amana into account? On that, we're saying that if there's a svara that she could get married, so we have a reason to say we don't take her into the account. That's the Gemara shayla. By banos, it doesn't apply because banos is the takana, even though they're going to get married. The takana derabanan is b'chasim u'atim, you put an escrow for them. That is the takana derabanan.
Let's solve your numbers. It's not for banos. Which means $500 for the year. Right. She has 3 months, she can't get married.
Who?
Someone. Avchan.
Yeah.
So she gets rid of that 1 month for this? The 3 months? The third of the year, quarter of a year?
No, so first of all, she would come, she would come Arusa, and the child of that, what that means. So the case, I had a question, 3 months. Okay, maybe it has been 3 months, maybe. Even on the sad. It's a good kasha, very good kasha, but and I don't have a tarot to the kasha. But it's a practical question about Afghana. Okay. So the Mara's shaila is about Amana. Now, in Timtza Loimar, if you say there is a good svara, Kivin the Ilum Mintzavala Lesla, since if she get married, she doesn't have Ashtam Lesla, so Bas Ishtoi Mahum. What about a Bas Ishtoi? Bas Ishtoi is sometimes a man gets married to a lady and she has a daughter. Now, he's not really Mechuyev in her Mezoinus, but he writes a star that I'm going to give him a supporter for 5 years. So, in such a case, if you said I'm going to support her for 5 years, Allah is that even if she gets married, you still have to give her that money. It's like you owe that money. So what about if the father dies and he left over a Bas Ishtoi who's collecting for another 3 years? Do you put that into the cheshbon or not? Bas Ishtoi ma'os tovayat b'nechasim yir minikim v'ndechim v'nintzeva nami isla. Even if she gets married, she still gets. And therefore, mamata. Oidoma kim v'ndeilu meisa. If she would die, lesla, then she wouldn't get. Her yarshim won't get it. It's only to her. Then loy mamata. So an anutzad now, that since she could die, which this thing applies to Amana also, Amana has three reasons why she shouldn't be married. But we had one reason is she'd get married. Now we're saying, if you say that that's a good svara, but what about Bas Ishtoi, that even when she gets married, she still gets mezainis, maybe she isn't married. Or maybe you say, no, since if she would die, she wouldn't get it. If she would die, she wouldn't get mezainis, therefore she's not married. What about a Balchoyv? We know this estate has a Balchoyv to it. Do you take that off the top and then cheshbon the mu'atim or not? Since if the Balchoyv dies, m'mayit. He didn't collect yet, lo m'mayit. There's no m'mayit. So, it's mavuyer from these intimate dilemmas like this, that the Amana has three reasons why to say she's not mamayit. First of all, if she gets married, she doesn't get. Second of all, if she dies, she won't get. And third of all, b'chus ha'gavayna. Then we said, imtim tzloimai, that's out. What about Bas Ishtoi? Bas Ishtoi gets even after they get married. But l'maisa, she might die. And it's b'chus ha'gavayna. And if you say that she's out also because she might die, so we don't count her, What about Bachoy? Even after he dies, he gets it. So there, the Shailas, because Mechosik Gavayin Eloi, so that's the three Shailas. V'ikad the boy law either gisa, some say the exact same Shailas, just the opposite way. Remember that the Amon has three reasons why to say it's not Mamayit. And Basishta has two, Bachoy has one. So we start the other way. Bachoy ma'oshim ma'ayit b'nechosim. Does is Bachoyv, if it's Bachoyv here, do we say the Nechosim are less? And if you say the imtim tzeloimar bachoyv is a mayit because it's better, bas ishtoy maho bas ishtoy is worse because bas ishtoy doesn't get after misa, so bas ishtoy maho shetamay is that mayit, and imtim tzeloimar bas ishtoy is a mayit, but mayit mechosim da almanasa maho shetamay. What about almanasa maho shetamay benachosim? So that's the same exact shaila, just going starting the opposite way. The first shaila was starting with the loy mamayit, that even if Amona is not mamayit, maybe this is mamayit. And if that's not mamayit, this is the opposite way. We're saying, maybe Abachoyv is mamayit, and what about Ishtoy? What about Ishtoyv is what about Amona? Now, like Mara is an independent shaila. What about Amonosoy Ubas, Ezem Hem Kedemes? This is Stam a shaila, Stam when you have only enough mozoin for one of them. You have a son, you have a son's daughters, and a wife. Who gets, don't have enough mezonos for one of them. Who gets the mezonos? Amonos evas ezim hem kedemes. So Amalei, on this shaila, he says, he's answered the shaila, he says, Zilla idna, because here we're talking about Ravina asked Ravo, he says, Zilla idna, come back. Natalim, I'll come back tomorrow. He also, when he came back, Amalei, pshayt miyachada. I have one of your shailas, I've answered one of your shailas. The Amrav Abba, Amrav Asi, also Amona itzal habas, we make our mono in relation to the bas like a bas etzachem benachosim otim. Ma bas etzachem ha bas zaynis va achem yishol apsachem. Just like benachosim otim, who wins out? The bas, because we care more about the bas, bezoyin for it to collect, and we say the bas gets the nachosim and the sons go collecting. Af amono etzel habas amono nezaynis. The Amona gets mezoinis by Bas to Shoal al Psochem. And the Bas will be Shoal al Psochem because for Amona, he does not want to be mezalzel in his wife in the Amona, and therefore he wants that she should get the mezoinis and not the Bas, and therefore it's similar to a Bas Eitzel Achim. We had in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said, Admin says, because I'm a Zocha, I should lose out, the Bonin should be first. We said the svara is because the bonim are it's a bigger zilzal, but Maisa, he says it's not right. The bonim are a zachar. Now, what is my comma? What does it mean that it's zachar? What's the milo of the song? So, Omar Abai, how come? Beshvil shani zachar, v'roya ani lasik v'tayra of sanity, but me, I'm ready to learn Tayra. I should get the money. It's the biggest chush to give me the money. So, I should get the Yerusha. If I say from Abai that Yerusha has something to do with the Tayra, it's learning Tayra. And therefore, that was Admin's Taina. Admin's Taina was, I should be worse, I learned Taira. Omale Rava, El Meata, you tell me Yerusha has something to do with Taira? Man da Ostik b'Taira with the Yoris, the lowest Taira Yoris? You could tell me that someone has two children, two sons. One is Ostik b'Taira, one is not Ostik b'Taira. You think he loses his schos because he's not learning Taira? What does Taira got to do with Yerusha? El Amarava, this is what Admin means to say. Hoki Kama, Beshvilsha ani Zachar, V'royu ani. Lirish b'nechosim merubim, if sad b'nechosim atam, he says, look at it. If it's nechosim merubim, I get Yerusha only. So I am really the real Yerush. Even if it's 100 mono, I get everything. And the kevi only gets mezainus. Not even split evenly. All of a sudden, by the mo'atam, the bonus get everything? It makes no sense. And therefore, Adamoin says that b'nechosim mo'atam, we split it. But, because we taka feel bad for the bonus, we shouldn't go collect it, we split it, taka. But, ma'isa, there's no din that he says that Zachar should not lose out completely when it's Chosim Otim, because you're not worse, you can't be so bad. If you are the Ikki Yerish, you can't be worse than that. And we saw before, Gamil says, we pass like Admon, that's the halacha, that they both get Zoynim Yachad. That's the Rishbam on the Mishnah. Where I'm getting this from is the Rishbam on the Mishnah says, bit me over Gemara Farash my comma. Ella loy absid v'nezoinim yachad. They get mezoinis together. They both collect mezoinis together because shouldn't be worse because he's a zachar. He's a zachar. He has certain koiches. He has ikirush, and he should be equal at least to the bonus. What's your question?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yerusha has nothing to do with.
That's at Rabbi's kasha.
Right. What was the bayit? It's in mechatz merubim. No,
he thought that that was what Adam was saying. How can you leave the Zachos collecting up Zachos? He learns Torah. So that's what was said.
So according to my impression, how could you
leave him? Yeah.
Why are they taking away?
No, the Yerusha. It was a smart Yerusha. That's what Rabbi asked the Kasha.